Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Great morning. Welcome to Speaker Success in the Morning, family. This is your favorite morning show. We're live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. Y'all, I want you to be encouraged this morning, okay? And I want you all just to know that as you are out here, as you are creating something, and as you are striving to build something, sometimes things aren't going to go the way that you always planned, right? Sometimes you're going to plan that things go left and then they go right. Sometimes you're going to plan that they go right and then they go left. But at the end of the day, you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep progressing. You got to keep building and you got to keep grooving. Okay. So y'all, you're in for a great show today, man. We got my guy, Micah Autry, on today. And man, I'm just excited to share a little bit about Micah's journey as we get ready to dive into this conversation. But before we do that, we gotta hit straight from the source. So y'all, we're going to get ready to dive into our Straight from the Source segment. And if this is your first time joining us on Straight from the Source, here what we do is we like to kick it off with the word, because we know the word is truth. The word is good and it's beneficial for our lives. So today I'm going to go ahead and chime in. And today we're going to kick it off from Proverbs chapter 14. And this is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. And this is the contrast of the upright and the wicked. All right. And this verse reads, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands. One who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but one who is devious in his ways despises him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise will protect them." Let's go down a little bit further. "And where there are no oxen, the manger is clean, but much revenue comes by strength of the ox." Y'all, today I just want to hit on this text here, especially verse number 2, where it says, "One who walks in uprightness fears the Lord, but one who is devious in his ways despises him." There's a true contrast there. Just understanding that when you're doing things right, and when you're operating in light, and you're operating in the way that you've been called, you don't have to really worry, right? Because I talked about it a little bit the other day, but yeah, I had a bad habit. I had a bad habit when I would just steal stuff, right? This was when I was younger. I don't do it anymore, right? I don't do it anymore. But when I would steal stuff, I would always find myself looking over my shoulder. I would always find myself a little worried, a little frazzled, and always just never settled and never easy. But when I got to the point to where I started doing things the right way, I was like, no, don't hook me up. I'll pay for it, right? No. I don't want that. Like, I'm good. Then I started to feel better. I started to be able to sleep easy at night, knowing that I wasn't not only stealing from other people, but I also knew that nothing was going to come back and get me to settle that debt, if you will. So family, today I want you all to be encouraged, right? Be encouraged. Do things the right way. If you do things the right way, for one, you shouldn't have any worry. But other than that, if you do things the right way, now you can feel lighter. You can walk upright. And at the end of the day, that will set you apart. Because so often throughout the course of your day, many people are going to try to pull you left and try to pull you right and try to get you to do things against your own morals, operating against integrity. And these are things that we don't want on our conscience, right? We don't want to move forward and we don't want to progress like that. So family, that has been Straight from the Source this morning. I want you to be challenged today, and I want you just to continue to think and continue to operate in a way to where you don't have to always look behind your back and be fearful, because you know that you're walking in light and walking and doing things the right way. Family, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but we're going to be right back with more Speaker Success in the Morning. We're going to kick this conversation off with Mr. Micah Autry. Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas. All right, all right, all right, y'all. So, without further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce Micah, man. So Micah is a guy that I met, man. At this point, we probably in the double digits. Met in the double digits. I know you graduated from UNT, Micah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bro, you, man. When I met you, I honestly don't even know what your business was when I met you. But since then, I know you got Motion Arts LLC and bro, I see you out here now speaking, and you got the Secrets of Silent Success podcast. Y'all, welcome to Speak Your Success, man. Mr. Micah Autry, how you feeling, bro? How you doing this morning?
Doing great this morning, brother. I appreciate you for having me on. I'm excited to jump into it.
Yeah, man, for sure, man. So Micah, just so the people know, like, where are you from, man? Where are you originally from?
Yeah, I'm originally from Houston, so the land of the hot and humid, and then moved up here to the Dallas-Fort Worth area to go to UNT, as you said, back in the early 2000s, the double digits, 2012. So I've been in Dallas for quite a while now.
For sure. Okay, so out in Dallas now. We're out in Houston. What brought you initially to Dallas from Houston, though?
UNT, going to school. So moved up to Denton, and I say I'm in Dallas. I've actually never lived in Dallas County, so no disrespect to Dallas. Never actually lived in Dallas County, but yeah, went up to Denton, stayed in Denton for a while, then moved to the Keller-Fort Worth area, and now I'm in Arlington, just kind of in the middle of everything.
For sure. So Micah, when people meet you, how do you introduce yourself? Like, if it's be at a networking mixer or stuff like that, because like I said, I know you got multiple businesses over there on that side. So how do you introduce yourself when people, you know, like, hey, Micah, I'm Jonathan, what's your name? And tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you say?
Yeah, to be honest, the only time I'm like, hey, my name is Micah. So what do you spend most of your time doing, Jonathan? And I ask questions, right, to get more information from them. But my 30-second elevator pitch, if you will, if I am talking about myself, is I'm a full-time entrepreneur, have a multimedia production company in which we do all things media to help businesses, events, and individuals grow their digital presence. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also a professional speaker. I stopped saying public speaker. My speaking coach, Chris Singleton, shout out to Chris Singleton, always like, you're not a public speaker, you're a professional speaker. And so I'm saying professional speaker, and my goal as a professional speaker and as a podcast host, and really just as someone attempting to curate thought leadership and then disseminate it back to audiences, my goal is to help people that look like myself reach professional and financial success sooner.
I like it. I like
that's
it.
That's it. That's the goal right there.
I like it. Okay. Hold on. So let's rewind the clock back. When did you like when did the focus become financial? You said financial and business success?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when did that become the focus for you, like helping people reach that financial and business success?
Yeah, so I created the Secrets of Silent Success podcast because as an entrepreneur, that's when I really got exposed to the world, in my opinion. You know, growing up from a single parent household, growing up in a socially economic disadvantaged neighborhood, you don't see much, right? Many people of our demographics understand that you don't see much. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't until I became an entrepreneur that I met lawyers, I met doctors, I walked in my first $1 million home. I saw that people literally live differently. And I was like, how? Right. And they were like, hey, it's a little bit of education, it's a little bit of finance. Family dynamics, it's some financial literacy, and it's professionalism, it's business success. And I was like, okay, I figured this out at like 23, 24. I was able to get steady in my finances at 25, 26. I'm like, can I help somebody do that 3 years earlier? Then can they help somebody else do it 3 years earlier? So it's you're never starting from behind. You're always starting ahead. So what I did was I wanted to tell the stories of these individuals that I met through my entrepreneurial journey, right? The lawyers that I met, one of my mentors and clients was on probation for 9 years, but started a logistics company and had 56 18-wheelers making globs of money and changed his life around, right? Has a whole spiritual family, all that stuff. I'm like, I want to tell this story. He had 100 followers on Instagram, which is where the Secrets of Silent Success came from, right? So a lot of people that's loud on social media, but it's a lot of people that's not on social media doing real things in the real world that I wanted to tell their stories. And so I was telling all of these business stories, but a unique thing happened is I was talking about entrepreneurship business, and I would throw in a little financial literacy, because in my opinion, you can't talk about, you know, balancing your business P&L without balancing your personal P&L. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to manage your business finances and your personal finances. Because where I grew up, if I managed my business finances the way that my family managed our personal finances, I would not have a business. You know what I mean? And so I was like, okay, cool. I got to understand some things about finance. And what I learned was my audience actually gravitated towards the financial literacy content. I have no finance degree. I have no finance background. I was just, again, curating what really smart and wealthy people had told me and was regurgitating it back to my audience. But for whatever reason, the audience resonated with the way I spoke about these financial concepts. I was like, cool, we'll talk more about finance. So the podcast now is probably, you know, maybe 70% finance, 30% entrepreneurship. But I think two and two, they're one and the same in a way.
Man. Yeah, man. I love that. You said so much, right? You just said so much. One, you said people have to understand, well, in business, right? Because with you operating in these businesses, and now, you know, you as a professional speaker, right? As a professional speaker, that, like, understanding, hey, if my audience is leaning into what I'm putting out, and they're showing up, they're engaging, and I actually enjoy talking about this, and I can speak to this, then maybe I should speak to it a little bit more, for one. But even outside of that, like, you also began to build a network of these people as you're connecting with people and interviewing people and having these conversations. Man, I think that's amazing. And I never knew that was how the name came, The Secrets of Silences. I never knew that. I was like, I always wondered. I was like, why is it The Secrets of the Silent Success? So now I get that, and that makes so much more sense. Okay, absolutely. So you're helping people in the financial arena and also in business. So, Mike, I want to ask you, like, so with where you are right now, right, and doing the things that you're doing in terms of like going to these schools and speaking And just like you said, you don't have the finance degree. You don't have the finance degree.
Yeah.
And knowing that, you know, you have been able to do entrepreneurship successfully, right? And I commend you on that. How many years have you been operating in your business?
It was 10 years in February that we've been a LLC. Yeah. Wow. Getting old.
10 years, bro. 10 years. The doors open.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 10 years. Yes, sir.
Through the pandemic.
Through the pandemic, it was rough during the pandemic. I tell people all the time, we really hit an all-time high. I'm speaking in, you know, stock market terms, but we hit an all-time high in like 2018, 2019 for revenue. And then 2020, 2021, 2022, we're just like in the mud. And we really didn't start getting back to where we were in 2018 to like 2023. So 2020 was a great year. We're doing good for 2025, but it took a little while just to kind of get through that lull. But no, never had to go get a job or anything. During the pandemic, we were able to keep our doors open. I tell people all the time, I'll be 32 this year, and I've only had one job for 3 months. Everything else has been through entrepreneurship.
Oh my goodness. Well, hold on. You can't, we can't blow past that pandemic part. What were you able to do to keep your doors open, like, going through the pandemic? And the reason I'm asking is because, you know, there's many entrepreneurs out here now who maybe they were quote unquote pandemic entrepreneurs, or, you know, they started a business through the pandemic and they had success because people had PPP loans and they're spending that money. So what insight would you share there for somebody who, you know, if maybe they're in that valley right now and they're just trying to figure out, like, what am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah, you want the short answer or you want the long answer?
Man, come on, man. You know, this is a podcast. We got the time for the long answer, man.
Okay, cool. So it was interesting. I was actually doing a presentation for a municipality's IT leaders. And I don't know if I can say the name of the city that I was working for, but I was doing a leadership facilitation yesterday for their IT workers. And one of the things, I literally talked about how my business survived through the pandemic. So there is a leadership concept called VUCA, V-U-C-A, which is an acronym. You can go Google it. Everybody talks about this. And VUCA stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. There was no more volatility and uncertainty than during the pandemic. And so what we have to do as leaders, which is another concept, a lot of people have heard of a gentleman by the name of Stephen Covey, right? Mm-hmm. One of the greats in leadership and personal development. He wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, that whole series. Can't say that too many times on your podcast. They'll get you a cease and desist. So that's the only time I'm going to say it. But anyway, so he wrote The 7 Habits. And one of those habits was to focus on your circle of influence versus your circle of concern. So your circle of concern is all the things that you can't deal with, right? You can't deal with if businesses are going to open. In my case, I was doing weddings and events at the time. That's what I was filming as a media production company. All of the weddings and events were getting canceled. We didn't know if we could go outside. Not only that, people were literally asking for refunds. And a lot of companies, a lot of wedding venues were like, nope, we don't give refunds. That's against our contract. I just believe in like good karma and being a decent human being. And I'm like, if you're not doing your wedding, you gave me $2,000, I can give you your money back, right? Like, I know it's against the contract, but this is something that's volatile and different from everybody. So I'm giving all this money back. All of our gigs are getting canceled. And so there's a lot of volatility. And then there's a lot of uncertainty, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't know this at the time, but we only really received one PPP loan. Like, we had a lot of retainer contractors, but we only had technically one employee. So you only got one PPP loan, $1,000 for your one employee. Mm-hmm. So all of our retainer contractors, we didn't get any type of government assistance for them. And so they had uncertainty, that second you in VUCA, right? It was volatility, all the craziness, and you got uncertainty because they didn't know if they're going to get paid. We didn't know if we were going to be able to pay them. So a couple of things that we had to do, back to that Stephen Covey's point of the circle of influence versus the circle of concern. As an entrepreneur, you can focus on the macro, right? The big stuff, all of the stuff that's out of your concern. Even right now, AI is going to take my job, or a tariff. You can focus on all this craziness, or you can focus on your circle of influence. And for me, I focus on my circle of influence. So instead of, and what I mean by circle of influence is the things that I have influence over, the things I can literally control. And so for me, instead of focusing on the volatility that the pandemic presented, I focused on creating a new vision for my company. So we couldn't film weddings anymore. We couldn't film events anymore. So what did we start doing? We started live streaming worship services because they were still going to happen, right? People still needed their word. So we started live streaming worship services of all denominations, of all major religions. Like, we were out there filming them all. That was number one. Number two, we started to install cameras and live streaming systems and facilities. So I had never ran a Cat 5 before, but my brother is a lineman for AT&T. So I'm like, hey, bro, I need you to come up to Dallas and put some work in. So we're in attics running Cat 5 cables. We actually installed the live streaming system at the Union Gospel Mission, which was like a $15,000, $20,000 project in a time where, like, I had no other business coming in. So I had to go from volatility to making a new vision. That what was in my control was to change my service offering. I couldn't change what the world was doing, but I could change my service offering. We went out there and bought the URL dfwlivestreaming.com and was able to get leads through this. So that was number one. And then number two, because it's four different points, but I'll just give you this last one real quick for the sake of time, was uncertainty versus understanding, right? To continue with the VUCA acronym. So you got volatility to vision. You got to change it, right? By focusing on what you can control, the services that you offer as an entrepreneur. The second was to go from uncertainty to understanding. There's uncertainty in your funds that you're going to get during the pandemic, right? Like I said, people ask for refunds or ask for their deposit back, not refunds, but ask for their deposits back, asking to cancel gigs, all of this stuff, right? We had all this uncertainty on if we were going to be able to pay these retainer contractors. Were we going to have to, quote unquote, lay people off? And so what I did was I couldn't control how much money was coming into the company, but I had to be a good steward of the money that we did have in the company, right? And so what I did from March of 2020 to about July of 2020, I didn't take a salary, right? I had to charge some stuff on credit cards. I had to do all these things to maintain the business. The business came first and the people came second. I was like 7th, 8th on that list, right? And so little credit card debt, was able to get out of that pretty easily. It was just a couple $1,000s, but you had to focus on what you could control. I could not control how much money was flowing into the business at that time, but I could be a good steward of the money that we had. So that's my big thing. In entrepreneurship, there is a million different things from a macro perspective. We have to focus on what we can control in that micro, and that allows us to be able to maneuver and persist even in something as crazy as the pandemic. So that was my long answer, but hopefully it was helpful.
No, no, I love it, man. I love it. You gave a lot of insight there, man. Just especially on DFWstreaming.com.
It was like DFWlivestreaming.com, but I bought like 6 URLs, bro, and just made all these little landing pages. At that time, we did something for the Ronald McDonald House. We did several churches. It was crazy, bro. I never installed like cameras or fiber optic cables or Cat5s, but we were in attics, and it was crazy, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Bro, I got to ask you one more question. We're going to take another commercial break. Because you just got my mind going. You got my mind going. So, okay, so... Let's say, well, I'm not even going to say, let's say. So I have decided that I want to, I have decided that I want to put out more video content. I have decided that, you know, that I want to create my own type of production company, right? Just so I can put out the content I want to put out, high quality, and eventually get to like, you know, documentary status. What would be your word of advice for me if I'm saying square one, I want to start a production company? How would you coach me through that?
I would tell you don't. Really? I'm a big believer in do what you do best and outsource the rest. Mm-hmm. And so I do believe in stretching yourself and learning new skills, right? Okay. But I also believe in efficiency. And so one of the things I'm looking to do right now is improve our outbound lead sourcing. So I could go and learn that and learn how to do it, or I can find who can do it, right? And so as you're looking to build a production company, you can figure out how to do it, or you can find who can do it for you, or you can just find a who that can be your production company, right? So it's a book called... Who Not How by Dan Sullivan and Benjamin Hardy. And it's a lot more about people is your highest leverage resource for now, potentially. So that was my first point. Find who, not a how, to build a production company. The second thing, like I said, for now, humans are your highest leverage, but very soon it's going to be AI. I think AI agents and just AI in general, you know, things like Opus Clips and Munch can cut all your snippets up. I'm sure you're familiar with all of those platforms. I really do believe that AI is going to continue to scope creep, if you will, on what we can do as humans in a production company and eventually be a majority of the deliverables through media production companies. So I would tell you to leverage who's and leverage AI in your building of a media production company.
Okay. Hot take from Mr. Michael Autry. Y'all, we're going to be right back with more Speaker Success in the morning after this quick commercial break. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. Family, welcome. Family, welcome back to Speak Your Success in the morning. We got Mr. Micah Autry on. Micah is giving the game right now, y'all. He's giving the game. Man, I hope y'all been listening. I really hope y'all been listening, because first and foremost, man, just what you talked about with the pandemic and that pivoting and, you know, you taking contracts and not even knowing how to run a Cat5 or, you know, setting up and installing stuff that you might not have had the most experience in, but getting a contract and then going to find a who and then letting them do the how. Okay. Genius. Yeah. Okay. Genius to say the least. So now where you are, Micah, just with what you do in terms of your media production company, also with you speaking, How does one know when it's time to bring on a new business? Because you were doing the media production first, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then you started speaking when?
Probably like 2017 is when I did my first speech. I probably got paid the first time for it in maybe like 2018, 2019.
Gotcha. Okay, so for these people out here who aspiring entrepreneur, right, and maybe they're sitting at their desk and maybe they're currently working a job and they're saying, you know what, I have these two ideas of two potential businesses. How do I know which one I should do first? And I'm asking you because you got some business over there going on, serial entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So Micah, help out the people, man. What how do they know? How do they know which way to go? Help us out.
Yeah, it's amazing that as we get older and we get a little wiser and our bags get a little deeper under our eyes, our advice changes. And so as a quote unquote serial entrepreneur, what I am attempting to do right now is do less. Right. And really make the main thing the main thing, because if you're giving 10%, I don't believe you can get 100% to everything. Right. That's including to your family, to your marriage, to your kids, to your business, to your work or whatever. Right. It's 100% of you. And then you have to divvy up the pie. And if you have seven different businesses that actually require of you and your time, you're doing a disservice to all seven of them, right? Now, I also do real estate investing. That's completely passive because we have a property manager. I two of the houses that we bought, I've never seen them in person. Then that's different, right? But for something like public speaking, which requires my time, I do a little bit of like stock investing and trading. That requires my time. The media production company, since I'm still, you know, heavily in the operations, unfortunately, I'm trying to get out, right? As I learn to build and scale and find more who's, it requires a lot of my time. But anyway, so my answer will be a little different now than it was, you know, maybe 2 years ago. But anyway, my answer to your question, to put it bluntly, is the one that makes you money. That's the one you focus on first. I tell people all the time, you don't have a business until you have someone pay you for what you've made or the service you provide. If you don't have someone to pay you for the thing that you've made or the service you provide, you have a hobby, right? Or you have an idea. You don't have a business yet. And if you're trying to figure out which one should I do first, the one that has the earning potential, because that one will allow you to be able to fund the other one. It's the same reason why you keep your 9-to-5 job as you start your business. Why? Because the 9-to-5 job will fund the business, right? And so people want to get business plans. They want to get business cards. They want to get merch. They want to get websites. All those things are important. I'm not saying those things aren't important. I'm saying people paying you for what you make or the service you provide is more important, in my opinion. So maybe I'm the hot take controversial guy, but that's where I would start. The one that people give you money for is where I would start.
Man, no, I mean, that makes sense. It's logical. But even, I don't think you're the hot take guy, but I think it's just, you know, one of those things where people are going to be like, I heard what he said. I don't want to do it. And they're going to go out and do the thing that they want to do and then come back and say, man, I should have listened to that guy. That guy from The Secrets of Silent Success, I should have listened to him. He sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
And so I tell people this all the time. I seen a meme on LinkedIn maybe about 2 years ago, and I say it almost at every speech I talk about. And the meme was, they said, entrepreneurship is like jumping off a cliff and building your parachute on the way down. And so you're going to have to figure it out anyway. You can build the biggest business plan ever, jump off the cliff, and then learn new information as you're going down, and your parachute's going to have to be different. I use my Secrets of Silent Success podcast as an example. I made this whole idea, this concept, wrote all this stuff out about how I was going to make a podcast about entrepreneurship. And then now it's a podcast about finance with a bit of entrepreneurship, because that's what the audience said. I was on a panel one time at SMU, and a professor of digital marketing communication was like, your brand is not what you think your brand is. Your brand is what other people think your brand is. Right. And so as controversial as that is, because we see it all the time, I'll leave names out of it. But you'll see it all the time where, like, you know, someone who was maybe more risque or maybe more edgy in their brand on social media then tries to pivot, right? Mm-hmm. And they lose all these followers, or they don't get the same traction. That's because your brand is not what you say your brand is. It's what other people say your brand is. So even though you attempt to change your image doesn't change until the collective says your image changed, right? And so for your business, getting people to buy from you, your business is what other people think your business is, not what you say. Now, you can go out there and you can craft your messaging to get them to believe what you wanted to believe, right?
obviously that's part of what we do with our messaging, our ideal customer profile, all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, the internet, the collective, the marketplace dictates what your business is. So give them something, you know, worth buying.
I love it, man. I love it. Man, Micah, so man, what's coming up? What are you most excited about with speaking? Cause man, cause like I told you before, I mean, you know, we met and connected at Sankofa Kitchen, right? I wish I could have pulled the picture.
Yeah.
We met at Sankofa Kitchen. And then from there, man, then I see you, you know, you have a media production company. And then I look up a couple years later and then you speaking. So man, what's new and great coming up?
Yeah, man. So don't do as much speaking as I used to, because to my point a second ago, I'm focusing on making the main thing the main thing. So as I grow and scale the media production company exponentially, I took a step back from speaking. But I do have a speaking engagement coming up at the end of this month with Dallas College and the Texas Workforce Commission. So super excited about that, to go impart some wisdom into some young people looking to, you know, grow their academic careers and then obviously their professional careers through internships and entrepreneurship, things like that. So super excited about that. And then we got the Black Sports Business Symposium postseason play coming up in August. We're going to be capturing that. That's going to be at the Great Howard University in DC. So got some things on the horizon that we're super excited about, but you know, all things in balance and moderation too, so making sure you get some sleep and eating well. Man, excited about those two things too.
Yeah. By the way, so you said looking to really scale and push out the you said scale the media company. So what's the ultimate goal for the media company? Like what's your ultimate goal there?
Yeah, I want it to be in a way that is completely self-sustaining, right? Like projects can happen with me not being involved now. Like a project can start and end without me touching it, but the company doesn't run completely, right? There are like quote unquote executive decisions that I still need to make. My phone still blows up. A lot of the clients that are like grandfathered in that you've known since day one, they still call my cell phone personally and things like that. And so I am looking to build more who's, right? Mm. Within the business, more structure within the business. So it will be less of a time commitment on me, because as I've gotten older, I've noticed that the most important thing is time. It's not money. I mean, a lot of people say health, but I think health is in correlation to time, right? It's all about time. And so one of the things I'm trying to do is figure out ways to find more who's, build more systems, build a better business so I get more of my time back. And so as we look to scale and grow the business, you know, to be able to have it completely operationally free of me is the ultimate goal.
I love it, man. I love it. Okay, Micah. So I'm gonna get ready to let you skate in just a second. Get ready to let you skate in a second.
Yeah,
but we like to have a little bit of fun on the show, man. And we like to have a rapid fire segment, because you know, just like you said, everything in moderation, man. Can't go too hard without having some fun here and there. So I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions, and man, just say the first answer that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Early mornings or late nights?
Oh, early mornings. I work up at 4:30. Easy. I want to be asleep by like 10. Easy.
Man, has that changed since you've gotten older?
No. I don't want to give a long answer, but I like to do a lot of like brain science research and sleep study stuff. But yeah, early mornings. Easy answer.
Fair enough. Sneakers or dress shoes?
Oh, sneakers all day. I got like 4 pair in my office right here. Just on the floor. Sneakers all day.
Hilarious. Coffee or tea?
Tea. I don't drink coffee at all. I've maybe had one cup of coffee in my entire life. I'm British, I guess. I love tea.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the first app you open in the morning?
Oh, okay. So this is tough. And please don't judge me. But the entrepreneur Alex Ramosi was like, "What's the first thing you do when you wake up?" A lot of people check Instagram. People who are a little, I don't want to say more enlightened, but a lot of people will open up some type of religious app, right? Bible verses, stuff like that, right? What I open, like I said, don't judge me, is my bank account. That's the first thing I do. I check all my bank accounts. I check my credit score. And it's crazy because I've caught like double payments from clients and stuff like that, and I was able to catch it before they did any type of discrepancy. So the first thing I do every single morning, I check all of the bank accounts, make sure everything's flowing and how it should be.
Okay, fair enough. Last question. Who is your dream podcast guest?
Oh, that's tough. I got a lot of them. The first one that comes to mind is a gentleman by the name of Bill Yu. He's the founder of Quest Nutrition. He sold it for $1 billion, worth about $400 million. I met him at a conference one time and was just like the chillest guy ever. I've never got like starstruck before, but he asked me a question like, "Hey, so what's your business?" And I was like,
what? And so, but no, we're glad to have him on. The dude is just like super brilliant.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's definitely an innovator and definitely leading the charge. But man, Micah, man, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. Thank you for sharing some of your secrets of silent success here on Speaking Success in the Morning. Please let people know where they can, you know, connect with you and, you know, how they can continue to absorb, you know, the genius of Micah Autry.
I appreciate you. I wouldn't say the genius of me. I would say the curation of other geniuses. But you can find me on Instagram at Secrets of Silent Success. And then I'm big on LinkedIn as well. You could just, you know, type my name in, Micah Autry. Also, the media production company OUME Media. That is AUME Media. I got them on today. So check us out.
Man, shout out to you, Micah, man. Continue to do great work. Man, it's dope to see and go to big events. And then to see you doing the production for him, right? So seeing you capture that content, bro, that just like I mean, think about it though, because it's like, man, this event, you know, not counting your pockets, nothing like that, but like this event is really nice. And it's like, man. And then you see the video footage, like, man, who did that? And I'll just leave it there. So thanks, bro.
I appreciate you, bro.
And continuing to elevate, and bro, definitely gonna continue to tap in with you. And bro, we will, you know, we'll definitely be tapping in soon. We'll definitely be tapping in.
Yeah, sir. No, I appreciate you for having me on, man. It's always a pleasure to chat with your audience, and looking forward to the next one. So really grateful. Thank you, brother.
Sounds like a plan. Family out there, if you're still rocking, still rolling, make sure that you subscribe to Speak Your Success, Speak Your Success Media. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Speak Your Success in the Morning. Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department. All righty. Family, welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. Man, we're currently 6:46, so 46 minutes after the hour. And y'all, man. It's always dope to see people in one spot in one position, and then when you see them later and then seeing that they've elevated, seeing that they've grown, and, you know, seeing that even the work that they're doing, you're like, man, like because the way that Micah works and seeing him work that camera and seeing him with the team and with the crew, it's like, man, that would be dope. You know, that'd be dope to get a team together like that, or, you know, that'd be dope to be able to capture content in that way. So Micah, man, shout out to him, man. Definitely admire him for the work that he's done on the media side, and he even inspires me. Even on the speaker side, because it's dope to see, you know, to see him being able to educate people around financial literacy based on his own story, based on his own journey. So, man, shout out to him. And if you have not heard Secrets of Silent Success, you definitely want to tap into his podcast. So be sure to search Micah Autry and then type Secrets of Silent Success and, you know, be able to hop in and get into that content. But family, it's Fun Friday here on Speaker Success, man. It's Fun Friday. And one thing that we always like to do, like bring a little fun, man. Like to bring a little fun. So what I'm going to do here today, I'm about to get ready to bring y'all some action here. Just from some of the stuff, man, on this timeline, it's so crazy, y'all. Some of the stuff that I be seeing on my timeline, I'm like, what is going on in the world? So with that, we're going to get ready to transition, and I am going to share with you all into the mind of some of these things that, like, I just see and I like to enjoy via social media. All right. So, y'all, so look. So, here's what we're going to do. So some of the things I've been seeing. So look, check this. Look, somebody called an ice cream sandwich the Tim Duncan of ice cream. Okay, one of the greatest to ever do it. Dependable, crazy numbers, but nothing flashy about the game. I don't know about y'all, but every once in a while, right? This is the same thing. for how I feel about like Ruffles and how I feel about Cheetos. Every once in a while, I just get an itch. I'm like, man, I could go for an ice cream sandwich, right? Man, I could go for a little Ruffle. Man, I can go for some Cheetos. So y'all seeing this? Hilarious. Do you hear me? But what's not, what is hilarious that you may or may not have known, because I've never seen this before in my life, but this one y'all gonna get a good laugh out of. I promise. If y'all don't, then hey, that's on me. But have y'all ever seen this?
Even put the Bible down for a minute. Take care of that spiritual temple for a minute. With my girl Donna Richardson. Come on, come on.
Hold it here. Watch it out. Watch it out. Watch it out. Woo! I want you to get right this down. Right down. Woo! All right, everybody. Walk to the right. Let's go for it. Let's walk. Let's walk to the left. Now give me a little hop, hop.
Have y'all seen this before? Have y'all seen this before? Sweating in the spirit. I have never seen this before in my life. In 2005, Sweating in the Spirit had Kirk Franklin hyping you through squats and Yolanda Adams soundtrack. I have never seen this in my life.
I will worship Christ.
But this is wild. They doing praise dance. They got the cutoff sleeve shirt. They getting into it. I've never seen this before in my life. But I'm telling y'all, when I saw this, I said, oh, wow, the successors got to see this. Sweating in the spirit is crazy, okay? But I love it. So look, there's that. They got the microphones out there. They got Tybo happening in real time. This is wild. What else did we see? Oh, y'all. Feel Good Friday moment, right? This is the Feel Good Friday moment right here. I just love to see this when fans are able to connect with they're able to connect with people that inspire them and show up and everything like that. So check this out. Oh, where my volume at? Hold on, we gotta get our volume.
Just let it touch. I will be true. Come on and let it touch. I see you. Touch. I'm not just doing it. Touch. Keep the lights on.
Yeah, you gotta love it, man. You gotta love it when people that aspire towards are inspired by, you know, they're able to connect with these people that are on social media, and then from that point, then you know, then they get to, you know, get to have a moment with them, and like there, they were sitting there dancing, you know, with Omarion and sitting there dancing. It's just cool. It's cool. But y'all, this one, I'm going to share y'all this one. I got to get out of here because my son is pulling on this door right now. But y'all, this one right here, this one takes the cake, right? This isn't Feel Good Friday no more. This is just Fun Friday. But this one here takes the cake. Oh, wait, I want to show you this one first. Look, said Unc turned up business casual and casually gave them the business. Y'all, look at my man right here. Buddy is working on this court. He is hitting them with the full arsenal. Do you hear me? The full arsenal. Come on. The spin around rip through is crazy. He is balling. Pull up. Hey, killing. All right, but look, this is what I really want to show y'all. This is what really takes the cake right here. Okay, so this right here. So as we know, Uno is now going to be in casinos, and everybody has their own feelings and their own beliefs on how Uno philosophy should work, right? Everybody does. So check this out and form your own opinions, right? Comment what you feel, do what you do, but hey, y'all. Uno is about to hurt some people's feelings. Here we go. Check it out.
You put a draw four on top of a draw two and make it draw six.
Yeah.
How could you put a draw four on top of a draw two?
Because it's a wild.
Yeah, that card is the trump card of everything.
Can I take all the twos out my hand and put them down at one time?
Absolutely, Kevin.
You could put a green two followed by a yellow two.
And then all the rest of my twos on?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Right, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Stacks.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm with that.
If I put a double reverse down, it's my turn again.
If there's only... If you put down one reverse, if it's going clockwise, it goes the mall.
They are getting so heated, but y'all, this is hilarious. Keep tapping into this.
So, yeah, what do you mean?
In reverse, if we're going this way, I put down a reverse. It should go to Josh, right? If we're going this way. But I put down two reverses.
It comes
so
back down.
From Josh, it goes right back to me. That's how a circle works.
Yeah.
Are you guys a pluck till you have to play type of person or just the one part?
No, I'm not plucking till we can play.
You got to pluck until you got some. Just,
I hate the way Rory play.
Okay, are you guys on the side of teaming up with other people when someone has Uno?
What type of shit is that? First of all, Uno is one. You supposed to be the one, nigga. So how you teaming up with somebody?
I know, but that's why I like you could pluck till you play, because if somebody next to me has Uno and I could potentially get them out the paint, I may just pluck until.
Y'all, that that takes the cake right there. All right, that takes the cake, y'all. That really takes the cake. My family, Uno is about to really, really, really about to hurt some people's feelings, about to hurt some people's pockets, about to hurt some people's mortgages, about to hurt some people's lives. Anyway, y'all, this has been another episode of Speaking Success in the Morning. I'm Jonathan Jones, also hosted by producer Britt. But family, remember, y'all, remember, this is the word of the day. Remember, just like Micah said, man, I'm gonna take that with me. He said the who, not the how. Focus on the who and not the how. I love it. It is a challenge for me, but focusing on the who and not the how is real talk, y'all. That's real coaching. That's good insight, and I'm glad that he actually said it. But we're going to get ready to get out of here, family. If y'all enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the channel. Follow us everywhere on Speaker Success Media. And, y'all, that way you can find and catch also the clips of the other episodes and the other content that we got going out. We got the Touche podcast going out with producer Britt and her cousin Marche, where they're sharing perspectives from two different experiences and two different intelligent young ladies. And then also, you know, we got Speaking Success in the Morning here with producer Britt and myself. But family, we're going to get ready to get out of here. We got a great, great lineup of show next week. We got some new guests. We got some new content. And, you know, we're just going to bring new fun, because we're all about what? Education, entertainment, and ultimately empowerment. So family, remember, all right? Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way?